ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 वर्स 18। अथ मयि निर्विध्य निर्यादतः, अथ मय्यनापायिन्या भक्त्या पक्वगुणाशया उपायस्थ मद्धामा निर्विध्य निर्यादतः, अथ मय्यनापायिन्या भक्त्या पक्वगुणाशया उपायस्थ मद्धामा निर्विध्य निर्यादतः। अथमय्यानापायिन्या भक्त्या पक्वगुणाशया धामा ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री रूपवत्। देर आफ्टर यू विल डेवलप अनएडल्टरेटेड डिवोशनल सर्विस अन टू मी एंड फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल कंटेमिनेशन at that time being completely unattached to material enjoyment and the so-called heavenly planets as well as in hellish planets, you will return home back to Godhead. Purport. By the grace of the Lord, the Prachetas were given special facilities. Although they could live millions of years to enjoy material facilities, they still would not be deviated from the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Being thus fully engaged, the Prachetas would completely be freed from all material attachment. Material attachment is very strong during one lifetime. A materialist engages in acquiring land, money, friends, society, friendship, love, and so on. He also wants to enjoy the heavenly planets after the annihilation of the body. If one is engaged in the devotional service, however, he becomes unattached to all kinds of material enjoyment and suffering. In the material world, those who are elevated to the higher planet systems are supposed to enjoy all material facilities, whereas those degraded to lower planet systems are supposed to live in hellish conditions. A devotee, however, is transcendental to both heavenly and hellish conditions. According to Bhagavad Gita, a devotee's position is described in this way. Mamcha yoga vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samtityethan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. A devotee is always situated on the Brahman platform. He has nothing to do with material happiness or distress. When one is strongly fixed in devotional service and free from all material attachment, uncontaminated by the material modes of nature, he becomes fit to return home back to Godhead. Although by special blessings the Prachetas would enjoy material facilities for millions of years, they would not be attached to them. Thus, at the end of their material enjoyment, they would be promoted to the spiritual world and return home back to Godhead. The word pakva gunashayaha has special significance, for it means that by devotional service one is able to give up the influence of the three modes of material nature. As long as one is influenced by the modes of material nature, he cannot return to Godhead. It is clearly explained that all planets in the material world beginning from Brahmaloka down to the hellish planets, are unfit places for devotee. Padam padam yad vipadam na tesham. A place where there is danger at every step is certainly not comfortable place. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita, A Brahma bhavanna loka punaravartino arjuna mamupete tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death takes place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Thus there is no profit even if one is promoted to the highest planet in the material universe, Brahmaloka. However, if one is somehow or other promoted to the abode of Lord, he never returns to the material world. Thereafter you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as in hellish planets, you will return home back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So here we see the Lord is assuring the Prachetas that after enjoying in this material world, so they will return back home, back to Godhead. So here it is seen that the Prachetas, they are given a package deal. So there is a saying, Khuda Meherban, that way. So here basically Prabhupada explains three things. That the Lord, he has offered the material opulence to the Prachetas. And secondly, he explains about the three modes of material nature. As long as we are in this material world, we are contaminated by this material nature. And thirdly, he explains, this material place, material world, is not a fit place for devotees. So we see here that in the last purport, Prabhupada explains, the special facility was given to Prachetas so that they could continue rendering full devotional service. This will be explained in the following verse. So also Prabhupada explains this in elaborately with reference to King Chitraketu. There he explains that a devotee's ultimate achievement is to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in any one of the planets in the spiritual sky. As a result of rigid execution of devotional service, a devotee receives all material opulences. If these are required, otherwise the devotee is not interested in material opulences, nor does the Supreme Lord award them. When a devotee is actually engaged in devotional service of the Lord, his apparently material opulences are not material. They are all spiritual. For example, if a devotee spends money to construct a beautiful and costly temple, the construction is not material but spiritual. Nirbhanda Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagyam Uchate. A devotee's mind is never diverted from the material side of the temple. The bricks, the stone, the wood used in the construction of the temple are spiritual. Just as the deity, although made of stone, is not stone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The more one advances in spiritual consciousness, the more he can understand the elements of devotional service. Nothing in devotional service is material. Everything is spiritual. Consequently, a devotee is awarded so-called material opulence for spiritual advancement. This opulence is an aid to help the devotee advance toward the spiritual kingdom. Thus, Maharaj Chitraketu remained in material opulence as a Vidyadharapati, master of the Vidyadharas, and by executing devotional service, he became perfect within a few days and returned home, back to Godhead. Also, a karmi's material opulence and a devotee's material opulence are not on the same level. So here we see that Prabhupada explains about the material opulence here which is offered to the Prachetas. So it is given by the Supreme Lord, and the Lord knows this maturity of the Prachetas. So here they are given this facility because the Lord knows they will use it in a right service of the Lord. So also we see in material world, in the government services or today's world, big MNCs and all. So the higher the post, the higher the perks, facilities, so they are given everything. But they are squeezed very nicely. But it is not like this in spiritual life. And the Lord knows the devotee, he will use everything in his service.
We see like King Ambarish Maharaj. He used everything in the service of the Lord. Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayor Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane. He explained that he even used complete body in the service of the Lord. So we also have the example of Dhruva Maharaj. So when Dhruva, he went to Lord for this benediction, so that time the Lord was saying, so although it is difficult to give such a benediction, but I am giving you as an exception. So that time Lord told him, now you can enjoy this material world for 36,000 years. So later on Dhruva, actually we see he lamented. He said, Varam na yache. He says, whatever I was looking for, stone pieces, but I have found a jewel. So also we see that Sudama, the flowerist, in Krishna Leela, Lord told him, after enjoying this material world, you will come back home, back to Godhead. In Chaitanya Leela also, there are many associates of the Lord, where we see they were very opulent, very well situated. Like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, then also Ramanand Rai, he was a government employee with the king. Also Buddhimant Khan, who conducted the marriage of Lord Chaitanya. Also Raghunath Das Goswami's uncle, his father, they were multimillionaires during that time. But they used to put the money in the service of the devotees of the Lord. So this way we see this opulence is an aid to help the devotees advance towards the spiritual kingdom. So the Lord, he makes certain exceptions with certain devotees. So here Prabhupada explains that in devotional service, devotee, that although his Lord is competent to award all material powers to a devotee never needs to practice karma, jnana or yoga, ashtanga to attain all these things. So here we see that Chitraketu, he was given this benediction, and Prabhupada usually explains that it is seen that Lord Krishna, usually he takes away from the devotee. So it is explained, Asyaham anugraha nami hariyasya taddhanam shanai. That when the Lord sees a devotee, gradually he takes all his material opulences. But in some cases we see the Lord gives material opulences. So here we see the prachetnas, they are mature enough. We see like a father, when a child is very small, when he is not capable of understanding, so he will not give anything to the child. But the same child, when it grows up and he is very much learned and he knows all the responsibilities, Prabhupada gives example that even the father, blindly he gives the key of the treasury, even the checkbook he hands over to the son. Similarly here we see the prachetas would be completely freed from all material attachment. So here it is understood that they will not be contaminated by material attachment. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is explained that Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Ashanta. So Prabhupada explains material attachment is very strong during one lifetime. So we have many lifetimes, but in human life we see this material attachment is very strong for all things, basically everything. So one poet has written one poem that he says that you make the sky into paper, all the rivers, oceans into ink, and all the trees into a paper. All this will get exhausted, but the desires, they will not vanish. So here Prabhupada explains, a materialist engages in acquiring land, money, friends, society, friendship, love, and so on. In many languages there are many saying, but in our language there is one saying for money. So it is said that hana endare hana bayu tagittade. That means when you say money, even the dead crop, it opens mouth and is asked, where is the money? Show me the money. So one time I read one in newspaper long back, that one fellow, he went to deposit money in the bank, and few robbers, they were just following him. And the moment this fellow came to the bank, they told him, hand over the suitcase, otherwise we will shoot you. They were carrying a gun. So this fellow, he said, no, jaan jaye par, suitcase na jaye. So this way, he held the suitcase in his grip very tightly. And of course, these robbers, they shoot him in the head 2-3 times. And although this fellow was dead, but they couldn't dislocate his grip. It was so tight. And when the police came, they had to dislocate this grip. So there are many stories in the Puranas also. There is one story, like there was one time one old lady was there, and she was praying for the Lord, and somehow the Lord appeared in front of her. And Lord asked her, "What do you want?" She said, "Give me such a benediction that I will live as a great, great, great grandmother, and I should be able to see my great, great, great grandsons eating in a palace with golden spoon." So here we see people have no end. So also there is one story. One time there was one king, and a sadhu used to come to him every time to tell about spirituality. So one time the sadhu was telling, "Now you have adequate. You have won so many kingdoms. Now at least now you should stop." So that time the king was very much reluctant. So this sadhu was planning to somehow get this king rid of this material attachment. So that time the sadhu told, "Now you see, you have done so much work for the public and you have so much pious credit that ultimately you are going to go to heaven." So this time the king was pacified. And later on the sadhu told, "See, even if you go to heaven, there is some problem." So this king said, "What is the problem there?" So he said, "There are mosquitoes there in the heaven also." So this king was little nervous. Then again the sadhu said, "Okay, don't worry. When you go to heaven, you will get mosquito net." But again the sadhu said, "But there is still problem is there." He said, "What is the problem again?" He said, "There are holes in the mosquito net." So again the king said, "What is the now clue for this? How to overcome this?" The sadhu said, "What do you do before you go to this heavenly planets, you carry one needle with you." So and this time the king got very happy, and the sadhu said, "Okay, now you think how you can carry the needle." So this time this king, he started contemplating. So now he came to know that he cannot carry even one needle. So this way materialist people, they are trying to go to the heavenly planets. After enjoying, of course they go. Like Prabhupada explains, if one engages in devotional service, he becomes unattached to all kinds of material enjoyment and suffering. So a devotee who is engaged in devotional service, he is on Brahman platform. Prabhupada explains, "Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na shocheti na kamshati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labate param." Prabhupada explains, these elevated to higher planet systems are supposed to enjoy all material facilities. So material world, we find basically two types of people. One is a devotee and one is a gross materialist. So but materialists, they go either to heaven for their good activities, and they go to hell for their bad karmas. So Prabhupada explains, those degraded to lower planet system are supposed to live in a hellish condition. So also Prabhupada explains, a pure devotee is transcendental to both heavenly and hellish condition. So here we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is a nice narration in 6th canto about Chitraketu again. It is explained that Chitraketu, once while flying in the sky, he came across the assembly of Lord Shiva. So there he uttered this one shloka, "Narayana para sarve na kutashyana vibhyati Swarga apavarke narakeshava api tulyartha darshanam." He explains, Lord Shiva explains this to Parvati. So one time this Chitraketu, while he was flying in the sky, he came across the assembly of Lord Shiva and his followers. There in that assembly, Chitraketu, he saw that Lord Shiva, he has seated his wife Parvati on his lap, and he is giving the instructions to his followers. That time it is explained that Chitraketu, he started laughing. Actually it is explained by our acharyas, like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakuri explains that there are certain causes why Chitraketu was laughing. So he gives the first instance that he quotes from Bhagavad Gita, "Yadet ashrita sesas tata teve sarvajana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanuvartate." So here Chitraketu was laughing because what he was thinking, now what Lord Shiva is doing, this will be imitated by this other followers of Lord Shiva. Generally we see the followers of Lord Shiva, usually they are addicted to ganja, other drugs and all. So this way here, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that if Lord Shiva, he keeps his wife and he gives such a lecture to his followers, then his followers also will follow in his footsteps. Because generally it is seen, whatever the example is set by great personalities, the common people, they follow in their footsteps. We see material world today, or all big film heroes or cricket stars, people are following in their footsteps, everything. In their following food, dress, all habits they are following. So here, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura explains that Chitraketu, he wanted to give a signal to Lord Shiva that he should not do this way. So, but Parvati, she took it in a different way. And also, it is explained that by Sukadeva Goswami, that Chitraketu Maharaj was capable of counter-cursing Parvati. But he took it as a benediction of Lord Krishna. That way he accepted it as a benediction of Lord Krishna. And he accepted the curse of Parvati. And he came in front of Parvati and he asked for the forgiveness. Also Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura explains that it was the desire of the Supreme Lord that Chitraketu should come back home, back to Godhead, as early as possible. Prabhupada quotes about these three modes of material nature from Bhagavad Gita. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samchityan tan brahma bhuyayata kalpate. One who is engaged in full devotional service does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. So here it is explained that one who is situated in devotional service, he never doesn't fall down and he is transcends the three modes of material nature. Prabhupada explains, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate means he is situated in pure goodness. It is called transcendental or Vasudeva Tattva. So here he gives one example from Bhagavad Sandarpa, where Jiva Goswami explains that, like we when offer the prayers, Jayo Mishupad, Ashtotra Shata. So he explains that Ashtotra Shata means that it is added to the name of a spiritual master to indicate that one who is situated in Shuddha Sattva. So here it is mentioned that one who engages in devotional service, he becomes just situated in Shuddha Sattva. Also we see in case of Srila Prabhupada, he was in Vrindavan, but at the age of 70, he left Vrindavan and he went to the west just to preach about Lord Krishna's message. Although he was in 70s and he had to undergo so many troubles, like first he travelled, it was in this month of August only. For one month he was just travelling to United States and he had to undergo heart attack. Even after reaching United States, he was not certain where he will stay. For about 1 year, Prabhupada was not certain where he will stay. That way he was staying sometimes in Bowery or some rented apartment. Then ultimately he came to New York. This way, when a devotee is situated in the Shuddha Sattva, it is explained that a devotee is always situated on the Brahman platform and has nothing to do with the material happiness or distress. Prabhupada here gives 3 points, that one becomes fit to go back home, back to Godhead, that when one strongly fixed in devotional service. So second point he explains that free from all material attachment and uncontaminated by material modes of nature. So we have to understand, like Prabhupada one time he told his disciples, like if one has even one single desire to eat one gulab jamun, he has to come back to this material world. So we have to know that as long as one has this material desires, a person has to come back to this material world. So here we see these prachetas, as I told, they were given a package deal, like after enjoying this material world and rendering devotional service to the Lord, they were going to back home, back to Godhead. So also Prabhupada quotes this word, pakva gunashaya. So Prabhupada explains, by devotional service, one is able to give up the influence of three modes of material nature. So when a devotee engages in spiritual activity, gradually all these contaminations, they go away. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna quotes in the 14th chapter, Sattvam rajas tamo iti guna prakriti sambhavah nibandhanti mahabhavo dehe dehinam aveyam. Material nature consists of three modes of goodness, passion and ignorance. When the living entity comes in contact with the nature, he becomes contaminated by these three modes. So now we see this rain is falling. So this rain is pure. The water, rainwater is absolutely pure. But the moment the rainwater falls on the earth, it gets contaminated by this earth, the mud, by these dirty things. Similarly, the living entity, by constitution nature, he is pure. But when he comes in material world, he gets bound by this material, three modes of material nature. Also, Prabhupada gives one good analogy, like Lord has internal energy and external energy. So in internal energy, there are also three qualities. That is, Sandhini, Haladini and Samvit. These three energies, they come together in the pastime of the Lord. And these energies are responsible to conduct the affairs of the spiritual world. Similarly, in the material world, although this material energy is external, in this material world there are three gunas, sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. So these three gunas, they combine, and when they come together, also Krishna explains in 18th chapter that na tad asti prithviyam cha divi deveshi va punaha sattvam prakritim jayar muktim yad ebhi syat tribhir gunaha. Krishna explains that there is no being existing either here or among the demigods in higher planetary system who is free from these three modes of material nature, born of material nature. So Lord Krishna is explaining in this material world, abrahma bhuvana loka. All this 14 planetary system and all species of life, 8.4 million species of life, we see all these living entities, they are contaminated by these three modes of material nature. And Krishna explains to Uddhava in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, where he explains that factors which are based on three modes of material nature, which are all the various factors which bound this soul to this material world. He explains that dravyam, desha, phalam, kalo, dhyanam, karma, cha, karakaha, shraddha, vastram, kantair, nistaha, tray gunyatah sarva evahi. Lord Krishna explains various factors. First he explains that this material substance, it is the cause, then the place, then time, then result of activity, knowledge, further the work, then performer of the work, that is living entity, then faith, in what faith he has performed. Then further he explains that state of consciousness, in what consciousness it is performed. Then species of life. Also he explains that destination after death are all based on three modes of material nature. So we have to understand all these three modes of material nature, they are all pervading. Now we see, nowadays this mobile phone is there, all here, this thing, signals, they are all pervading. Some this signals, even they penetrate our prasadam hall. So this way, this radio signals, like we have in our navy, there is one signal called ELF, extremely low frequency. That frequency goes into the water also, underground also it can go. Even if you are in a bunker like Saddam Hussein, you can get the signal. So this way, these three modes of material nature, so Prabhupada gives a good example of a cloth. The cloth, it is woven horizontally and vertically. So everywhere you see is what the thread. Similarly, in this material world, the three modes of material nature, they are three colors, they are all pervading. So Prabhupada explains the symptoms of a person who is above this three modes of material nature. So it is explained in Bhagavad Gita that those who do not hate illumination, attachment or delusion, when they are present or long for them when they disappear. Also further it is explained, who is unwavering and undisturbed through all these reactions, knowing that the modes are alone active, who is situated in the self and regards alike happiness, distress, who looks upon a lump of earth, a stone, a piece of gold with an equal eye, who is equal towards the desirable and undesirable, who is steady, situated equally well in praise and blame, honor and dishonor. Also, who treats alike both friend and enemy, and who has renounced all material activities. Such a person is said to be transcended the three modes of material nature. So here it is said that one has to come to the Shuddha Sattva. So when a person transcends these three modes of material nature, then there is a hope of going back home, back to spiritual world. So Prabhupada here explains that one has to transcend these three modes of material nature. So when one is purified by transcending these three modes of material nature, then only one can go back home, back to Godhead. So in the third part, Prabhupada explains that in this 14 parameter system, so wherever one goes, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartin Arjuna Maam Upetaitu Kauntiya Punarjanma Na Vidyate. Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. That means all this 14 parameter system, wherein repeated birth and death takes place. So we should know, wherever you go in any material world, there is one saying that the people from village, they come to small cities, and the people from small cities, they come to this medium cities, and people from medium cities, they come to big towns, and people from big towns, they come to large cities like Bombay. And from people from Bombay, they want to go to America. They want visa. And they want a green card also after going to America. But these Americans, they are trying to go to the moon. This way, in material world, everyone is looking for a higher and higher achievement. Like Prabhupada explains, even if one goes to Brahma Loka also, there is no point. So we should know, in material world, as long as we are there is a return ticket guaranteed. Many times when we go for some yatra or other things, we are more worried about the return ticket. Maybe we say, I can manage in a waiting list REC while going. But we are more worried for coming because return we have to reach on time. So similarly, in material world, if one acquires any amount of credit, even if he enjoys in spiritual world, so when one goes to spiritual world, there is always enjoyment. It is said in spiritual world, there is no old age and there is no disease, although there is a death. So one time one devotee gave a good example. In America, they have one hoarding, like one hospital. They have a record that nobody has died in that hospital so long. So these people ask, how come nobody has died in the hospital, this hospital so far? So one fellow said, doctor, see, when we come to know this patient is going to die, we discharge him either 2 days early or 2 hours before. So he goes out and he dies there. So similarly, when one goes to this heavenly planet, after enjoying, suddenly one fellow disappears. The next day you see, he is nowhere to see, like his bloop. He is nowhere there. So spiritual world is like a credit card. Sorry, this heavenly planet is like a STD booth. When you put the dial the number, then your meter goes up. Your money goes up. You have to go pay that amount of money. Also like a credit card, you have some amount of money. So the more you withdraw, the more places you go, enjoy, and the money is going down. The credit card, the facilities, whatever amount is there, it is going down. Similarly, going to these heavenly planets, it is like taking a credit card or your mobile, which is charged with 325 rupees. When the money is over, then suddenly it stops. There is no signal. So this way, going to this heavenly planets, it is like carrying a mobile phone or a credit card. And hell, going to hell is like getting jammed in traffic jam. We see in Bombay, when there is a traffic jam, just 1 week back, there was so much rain, the trains were stopped, all the roads they were blocked, everywhere there was water, even the airport was closed. This way, even the landslide was there. If you want to go out of Bombay also, you cannot go. So you are caught in between. Even if you have a Mercedes car, you cannot do anything. Neither you can go ahead nor back, neither you can fly. This way, when one gets caught in traffic jam, he is very miserable, especially if he is a materialistic person. And we know materialistic person, always they are miserable. And nowadays, although they are carrying mobile also, they become more miserable. Because the more we are advancing in science, the more we are making our life miserable. Recently, one fellow was telling me that ultimately the government was telling now that we are providing CNG gas to all these auto-wallas and taxi-wallas. So now our weather will be clean in Bombay. But now the recent survey report is that the fumes from this gas, they also can cause certain disease to entire body. Previously, the fumes of diesel gas, they used to cause lung disease. But it is explained that the fume of this gas, which is coming from the CNG, it can further deteriorate complete body. So this way, the hell, it is like a traffic jam. So you have to understand, for a devotee, when a devotee goes to spiritual world, it is one-way ticket. But whereas in material world, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna, Krishna explains, Maam Upitaitu Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. Krishna explains, one who goes to spiritual world, he need not to come back. There is a saying that a cat which has burnt his mouth while drinking the hot milk, it doesn't make the same mistake again. So sometimes a fellow was asking, how you are sure you will not come back from spiritual world. So here we see now already the Jivatma knows that what mistake he has committed. And after going to spiritual world, he is not going to commit same mistake again. So this way, Prabhupada explains here in the end that when one goes to spiritual world, one need not to come back again. So he explains that there is no profit even if one is promoted to the highest material universe, that is Brahma Loka. However, if one somehow or other promoted to the abode of the Lord, he never returns to the material world. Hena tena prakarena. So somehow we have to try to go to the spiritual world. So one time Prabhupada was explaining to his devotees that unless one is 100% pure, he cannot go back home, back to Godhead. So everyone's the head was down. So no one was looking up. Then Prabhupada was looking at the assembly of devotees. Then after some time Prabhupada said, okay, you have to be pure, at least 90%. Still all the heads were down. Then later on he said, okay, 80%. Still there was no looking up. Then Prabhupada said, okay, only 70%, that's all. No more confession. So this one time, this Jananivas Prabhupada explaining this. So he said that, Prabhupada said, see, I have a duplicate key for the spiritual world. Even if you perfect yourself by 70%, so I can take you back home, back to Godhead, from the back door. We see in villages and all, and there are two doors for entering the house. Usually when we go to barber and all, when we come from crematorium, so we enter the house from back door. Whereas usually the main entrance is the main door. So here Prabhupada explains that I can take all of you back home, back to Godhead, even if you try to get pure at least by 70%. So we should know that Prabhupada has given us concession, that is by 1/4. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he is to explain that unless one chants 64 rounds, he is fallen. Also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains that this material world, it is like a toilet. It is not fit place for a gentleman. So Prabhupada explains that we have given just 16 rounds. Prabhupada has given us 2/3 concession. So we should try to understand the mercy, Ahetuki Krupa of Prabhupada. And this way, if we try to get rid of these modes of material nature, although we come to spiritual life, Even this modes of material nature, always they keep haunting us. So it is explained that the three modes of material nature, they are like three test tubes in a laboratory. So we see there are three colors, and from the bottom there is a fire. So more the fire, the more the liquid goes up in that particular tube. So similarly, our mind, sometimes it is in the mode of goodness. So we think of doing something good. And sometimes we are doing some passionate work, so that we should understand we are in the mode of passion. And also sometimes we are lazy, morose. That means we should understand our mind is in the mode of total ignorance. So this way, when we try to understand how these three modes they are acting on us, and when we try to come out of these three modes of material nature, so there is some chance we can go back home, back to Godhead. So in brief, like here Prabhupada, he gave three points. Like this prachepas, they were given this facility, and after the end of this life, they were going to go back home, back to Godhead. Because they were mature enough to rule for millions of years. As Prabhupada writes, they were going to rule this planet for millions of years again. So we have many examples that I told about Dhruva Maharaj. Also Dhruva Maharaj, it is explained that after the end of his life, the plane came from switch Vaikuntha. And he boarded that Vaikuntha plane, and he went back home, back to Godhead. So second point Prabhupada explains about these three modes of material nature. These three modes of material nature, they are all pervading, they are always binding the soul. So we have to be always be conscious. One time, Ratan Maharaj was explaining, Krishna consciousness to be means to be always conscious of what we are doing at that moment. To be always situated in devotional service. So this way, when one knows how these modes are working, so there is a chance of not getting entangled. And third point, Prabhupada explains, even if one goes in material world, highest to the Brahma Loka, that is the highest achievement for a materialistic person in material world. Today's world, like many people, they want a job, like in computers and all. So one time, in the material world, people used to have distinctions for jobs and all. So also, for a materialist, Prabhupada explains, he wants to go to the heavenly planets, after enjoying in this material world. But one should understand, even if one goes to heavenly planets also, so there are four things are guaranteed. Birth, death, old age, disease. But if one goes to the spiritual world, Golok Dham or Vaikuntha, so one doesn't return to this material world. So this we conclude here. If anyone has any comment or question, they can ask. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.